You're not alone if you've had a daydream or two about leaving your day job to chase a dream. It'd be great, right? Well, Mark Peter Hughes did it, and he says it took some nerve.
That's right. I left the secure, well-paying job I've had for 10 years in order to write novels for teenagers full-time. Yes, I know. It's a shaky financial endeavor at best. Arguably a stupid thing to do, especially for someone with a family to support. And I've always been a steady, responsible guy, honest. Suddenly dropping the job is way out of character for me. Still, though, and this is the thing, if you asked me when I was 9 years old what I wanted to be when I grew up, would my answer have been, I want to be the director of analytics services at a healthcare data company? No way. But late at night, when my wife and 3 small kids slept, I stayed up and wrote. And then, 2 years ago, Random House published my first novel. My second just came out, and the reviews have been really good. So Karen and I recently huddled around a spreadsheet and made the scary decision. Sure, it'll mean we'll have a lot less money, but we'll cut back. We'll eat out less. We'll put off going on vacations. The next day I worked up the nerve, walked into my boss's office, and gave my notice. My stomach was in knots, but I did it. I actually quit my day job to become a full-time writer. My last day at the office arrived, and it felt terrifying. As everybody stood around the goodbye cake, I wondered what I was getting myself into, if I'd made the right decision. It was surprising how many of my fellow office workers came up in private to tell me about their own extracurricular aspirations. Turns out I've been working with 3 other writers, a couple of wannabe entrepreneurs, an illustrator, a jewelry maker, a musician, and a photographer, and they wished they had the nerve to do what I was doing. As I walked out to the parking lot, I had conflicting feelings. Nervousness, and even emotional about the security I was leaving behind. But happiness at the adventure I was about to begin. I'm not only going to write stories, I'm living one. I know how it starts, but the mystery lies ahead. Is it a story about the importance of following your dreams, or a story of a 40-year-old man screwing up big time?
Mark Peter Hughes is the author of the book Lemonade Mouth.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.